John Wayne Wright, and the beginning of the visit with Leo and Helen this Friday after supper, the 28th of June, 74. John Wayne Wright, beginning the visit with Leo and Helen this Friday after supper, the 28th of June, 74. John Wayne Wright, beginning the visit with Leo and Helen this Friday after supper, the 28th of June, 74.
Everything else, why the cereal goes sky high. Decide they wanted to change the price. They just decided to do it and they did it. They just decided to change the price on lots of things.
Well, I believe they just did it.
Just for the sake of doing it.
I do believe.
Not the necessity, it's just the idea of it all. Everything goes up. So
why did gas go to 75 cents a gallon in New York State and 50 cents a gallon in this area? You tell me why that happened.
60
is what I paid. I paid 51 cents for this four left Hawthorne.
I go to Hawthorne.
I bought 40 gallons.
Oh.
You see what it says there? 59 cents?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's 99.
No, it's
59.
Just a little while ago, it was 49.
Mm-hmm.
And just a little while before that, it was 39.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I picked up some in the store the other day, and it was 69. And I just happened to keep looking at it, and then I found some of this old stuff.
Yeah, it was 59.
Same thing, they made certain changes.
And they're putting in some, just add 10 cents.
Yeah.
Just for no damn reason at all.
That's
now,
right.
What is that? Could you tell me what there is about that to charge 59 cents for?
Well,
69 cents?
You used to buy for 29 cents.
That's
hell,
right.
They ought to hire you to take it home.
And then half the time when you get it, you can't get it to stick.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, we ought to be able to do something about it. Just
quit. I can do something about it. Just quit.
I got a few things today. We carried them all out in one bag. And I carried the milk extra with $8 and something. And the bag went full. And I didn't have the first piece of meat.
Yeah, that's cute, isn't it?
Nothing.
Yeah. I don't know what came in there.
Just a little dab of banana and one loaf of bread. And
well, you know
you
what? It used to be, when I first come to the state of Florida, that I could leave here with $50 in my pocket to make a round trip.
Home
and back. We've done it many times with $50. Now then.
That's what you could eat on $10 too.
Now then.
Yeah.
Takes me $100 each way.
Oh, really?
It cost me $200 to make a round trip. I ain't joking.
That is something.
Sure does.
It just adds up that fast.
That fast, that's right.
Well, I go over here and fill up the gas tank, you see, and it always busts up that, it goes up to $10 and starts adding another.
Yeah.
And it starts all over again? I never had that happen to me before.
No.
No.
Well, I tell you what, I filled up at Newton, West Virginia, but let's see. There's $12 on one pump and $23.25 on another pump. That's $35.25. All right, when I got to Mount Airy, North Carolina, I had to buy more gas. Sure did.
Well, it isn't only the gas, it's everything else.
Cost me $13.98 to get a flat tire fix.
Just get a tire fix?
Get a tire fix on my truck, it sure did.
I don't believe, how's a man going to stay in business? Can you raise your
I'm gonna
prices?
I can't. I've done it. I done raised my wages.
You raise them as high as you can raise them?
I'm skyrocketing right now. And if the cost, if expense, road expense gets any higher, I'm just going to have to quit.
You're cheaper sitting at home.
I'm as high as I can go right now. On my prices.
They just can't pay anymore.
That's right. They just can't pay anymore.
It's not in the stuff.
Merchandise just ain't paying off.
You know what I paid for 50 pounds of sweet food? I had lettuce. I would have paid it if I'd known it's what it was going to be. It's all they put in the car.
I wouldn't know.
Say, you got caught.
I got caught. I'm going to go back and ask that man, was that right?
Was that
$7 and a half for 50 pounds of sweet tea.
My gosh.
Well, you ought to have done it right then and left
what
it.
Gary, it just hit me.
And I tell you, I bought a little nipple by like that, 3/4 garment iron. And it cost 80 cents.
80 cents.
All it had on it was thread.
I thought I was getting
$100. And I saw this house. We coming on the town there today, and there's a steep bank there, and here's this house that's been built right there on that bank, and they had all that wood laid out there and was putting it up, and I thought to myself, how in the world can anyone afford to buy that stuff and make a house out of it?
Well, it's just, you know, I've never complained about it. If I had to have food, I'd just go buy it, but it's different.
Well, now you complain a little bit because it's terrible.
Well, Now Helen makes good money, but she just don't make enough to go around.
She don't make that good.
It's not that good.
I know.
If I didn't get out here and do a little hustling around here and there, I just don't know what we'd do. We couldn't make it. We couldn't buy groceries. There ain't no doubt about it. We couldn't buy groceries.
That's to buy the groceries first and leave the bills off. One or the other has
well,
to be.
We don't owe nobody nothing. I mean, as far as monthly payments
you know,
are concerned.
Your electric and your telephone and this and that and something else. You know, it all adds up.
Well, you ain't got no monthly payment.
It's almost
right,
got down to that. Just buying groceries.
Yeah.
And I just picked up just a very few things. We wouldn't even make a meal. It wasn't variety enough, to, you know, for one, even one meal. It was almost $9.
Again, got all your chilling there.
Mm-hmm. My gosh,
no. No, because Alice is down. Look through.
Well, we got two there.
We got two at home. And Frank comes in, we need three. Becky and Harriet Ann at home. Alice was at Brooksville this week, and Sarah went to Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all good eaters. They can all eat.
Helen and I will just sit around. I want you to take her down there and show her your new headquarters.
Okay.
Before it gets dark.
Okay.
No, you don't have to hurry now. I just thinking.
No, it doesn't get dark till 9 o'clock. Almost. Well, it's on. I'm just going to finish it.
Oh me.
I can walk it off.
I think that 80 cents for that nipple is about as much as I've run into.
Heck, I paid $1.28 for a quarter quaker tape motor oil.
Well, what's the world come to, Cook? Could
I don't know. I just don't know. And it cost me some kind of money to stay on that road.
And you can't keep off of it?
No, I'm done into it now. I can't. Helen and them want me to quit. I can't just stop. I got too much money invested, guys. I can't just stop.
You gotta hold on.
Yeah, I've got connections between Miami and New York. About anything you want.
Say that slow.
I've got connections from Miami to New York in horses, cattle, farm machinery, hay, just about anything you want.
Well, you've got connections, that is, you've got people that you check with.
That's right.
Who want stuff.
Who want stuff and has stuff to sell.
Got stuff to sell.
That's right.
Well, you know the old story about hogs, Cookie. Half the time when I was growing up, you see, we'd raise hogs and try to live on hogs. You see, if you got a good price of hogs, you'd live well.
Yeah.
Well, half the time, you see, you wouldn't make any money out of them. But you couldn't keep out, you still had to keep your sows. You still had to stay in the hog business. You couldn't get out.
That's right.
You could let up, but you couldn't get out.
That's right.
The same thing with cows.
Yeah, you can let up, but you can't get out if you're going to do anything at all.
No, sir. You got to
keep seed. You got to keep seed laying back.
Yeah. Well, are you in the same seat?
I'm in the same seat.
You don't have to push.
I don't make no deadline. I mean, I don't run on those cases. I get there when I get there.
Oh, you even do that?
I don't make no deadlines, meet no deadlines. I'm there when I get there. If I load up here and head for Pennsylvania, I'm there when I get to Pennsylvania.
Well, that's new.
If I get tired, I pull off the road and I go to sleep.
Yeah.
I can sleep 30 minutes and get up and drive another 8 hours. Feel good. Sometimes. Sometimes I sleep 2 hours, 3 hours. And then again, I might sleep for 12 hours.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Right on the side of the road?
Right alongside the road, stretched out in the seat of my truck. Blame sure will.
By yourself?
By myself. I lock the doors.
Oh.
Got my pillow, my blanket, pull my boots off, stretch out. Ain't nothing to bother me. I don't worry about nothing. I just lay there and sleep.
And you can reach about anything you want.
I can reach the radio, the key, my cigarettes, my cigars, my cigar lighter. It's all right there.
You can reach your radio and your 8-play, what do you call it?
8-track.
8-track.
Well, I ain't got that in yet, in this truck.
Well, ordinarily.
Ordinarily. It's all right there for me.
Yeah. And you keep your Citizens Band going.
Yeah, when I got it in, I ain't got it in this truck yet. See, I got a different truck.
Mm-hmm. Somebody else got the other one?
Yeah.
Running it?
No, it's down.
Mm.
Now, the ones I did pull my trailer with, I blowed it up.
You blowed it up?
Yeah. It was a Ford.
Yeah.
It was counterfeit.
Oh, it wouldn't take it.
It just wouldn't cut the rug.
Is that right?
It just wouldn't cut it, that's all. It just wouldn't do it.
Well, what happened?
Well, I just blowed the motor up.
What happens when you blow the motor up?
Well, you put lead and head of horses in that trailer of mine and take up 95 and put the pressure on it, and something's going to give one way or the other.
Yeah.
Well, it did. It just give up.
Yeah.
It took 41 quarts of oil to run that thing from Westchester, Pennsylvania to Gainesville.
That's
41 quarts.
Yeah. With 11 head of horses?
No, empty.
Empty.
After I took 11 head up there.
I see. You didn't undertake to bring it back.
I didn't undertake to bring nothing back. I was lucky to get back empty.
Yeah. And that was the end of it.
Yeah. Traded it for Chevrolet pickup. Sold a Chevrolet pickup. And bought a 68 Chevrolet 1-ton. Big one.
Yeah.
I got it out there now.
Yeah. And it'll hold you up.
So far. I might blow it up next week, but.
But you ain't. You don't aim to.
I don't expect to. I don't expect to, but.
Well, Cookie has been a high. How you keep in touch with those people? Just by telephone?
By telephone, and then if I go by, well, I stop and check in.
And you actually go down the state?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got a load of farm machinery in Sanford to pick up and take to West Virginia in about 2 weeks. Got a tractor and a disc and a plow and, oh, I don't know what all.
You moving up there?
Yeah. I took a load of horses for him about a month and a half ago.
You moving back up there?
Moving back up there.
That's not common, is it?
Well, I don't know. Now, I got a load of horses. Please, you can go to Phoenixville, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. You operating in no central state.
And I may have a load of wagons, pony wagons, to pick up in Elkhart, Indiana, and take to Rochester, New York.
Now, how do you make that connection?
Through the Downingtown riding stables in Downingtown, Pennsylvania.
And you haul for them?
I haul for them also.
So, they just give you that extra job up there?
Right.
Are they sort of hauling up there like they are here?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah.
How do you account for such a shortage of it?
People like myself have got to have such a tremendous price for their self and their equipment that they can't afford to pay it.
Yeah.
Well, me, right now, like I said a while ago, I'm skyrocketing right now. I'm getting every dime that I can get, every dime that they'll pay me.
Yeah. That they can pay you.
That they can afford to pay.
Yeah.
And these other people that's got these rigs won't do it for that money.
Oh.
Therefore, I've got more than I can do. I've got more than I can do.
You're under the top man.
I'm under the top man. That's right.
But as high as you can...
Just as high as I can go.
You didn't know you was going to get in that shape anytime soon. You know, one of the things that I've noticed out there, see that cardinal, that's a family, that's a baby cardinal.
Yeah.
And they just come up there and talk and eat from the time they get up till they go to bed. See, they're not ready to go to bed. They'd rather be up there eating.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was going to say. All that, things I've done out here, I never have been able to say, I've planned a little something, but I never know what's going to happen. And I never know what's going to come of that. It always, it's the first time in my life I ever got into shape like that. I just never knew. Now, I'm not talking about this economic stuff, you see. I'm talking about just ordinary things. I couldn't tell. And now we're getting into this other stuff, this economic stuff, and nobody knows how it's going to come out.
That's right. Nobody. Absolutely nobody.
Oh, they're so smart. Oh, yes, they know what causes a depression. They know what causes inflation. Well, they may know, but what can they do about it?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Who knows what to do about it? They don't.
They ain't going to do it.
They wouldn't do it if they did know.
No. Government spending.
Just like right now, they're over in the Far East. And, all
now, that
all
gentleman right there hadn't been up for a long time. He's that young red belly.
Yeah. Over in the Far East and foreign countries, negotiating right now and spending the United States money and appropriating so much for this and so
yeah.
much for that.
Oh, yeah.
And people right here in the United States are starving to death.
Yes. Well, let me tell you, Cody, if you got your stuff paid for, you see, and you get around like we do, hustle up a few vegetables, you ain't going to starve. You ain't going to hurt. Suppose you was in these big cities where you can't do that.
That's right.
Everything you get, you got to shell it out.
That's right.
Well, it's scary. And then they haven't got it.
They tell me, I tell you what. I'm just tickled to death that I'm in as good a financial status as I'm in right now. I ain't got no money, don't get me wrong. I'm broke as a convict, you might say. I operate mainly on the other man's money.
Yeah. These trailer people do.
Yeah.
They don't buy up stuff. Don't you know? You've heard them talk about that.
Yeah.
They don't buy up material. They just get an order and get the material over there to fill that order. Now, I can't give you the ins and outs of that, but that's what they do.
Yeah.
So that they've got no money tied up in the goddamn thing.
But still, they make that 25% profit.
Yes. Yeah, that's what they're looking for. But part of that profit is just being slick and not getting tied up with material.
Like that last load of watermelons I took up the country. I made the man out of bill. Lady said, "You didn't make you no coffee." I said, "This one coffee is all you want, wasn't it?" She said, "Yes, sir." I said, "Okay, I'll take care of my coffee. Now you just take care of yours, please, man."
Yeah, that's
she showed me $550 and $20 bills.
Yeah. God almighty, think of that. How many melons did you fall?
550.
Oh, that was it. Well, what you selling for?
$1.49.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn. They sold them for $2.49.
Yeah.
I get 30 cents a piece for the damn thing.
The price of them, so yeah.
Cheap.
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 Well, this is the first year in a row they've been cheap.
Yeah.
What's made them cheap?
Labor.
Can't get them?
That's right. See, I get 30 cents a piece for them. Me and Frank went and got them.
Oh. Oh. Oh, don't tell me.
That's right.
And then you hauled them up there?
I hauled them up there.
Well, what did it cost you? What did it cost you to haul them up there?
Cost me $100.
Yeah, like you said. Well, you had a little margin.
Yeah, I had a little margin, yeah.
Now, you don't have to deadhead it either way very often, do you?
I didn't have to, but I did this time coming back because I had, I wanted to get back and I was give out. See, I'd been on the road, guy. I came in last Thursday morning, got home at 3:15, loaded up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and headed back.
Yeah, I know you've been doing that.
Well, I ain't been getting no rest, and I would give out.
Yeah.
I would just give out.
Well, now, you don't look bad, but you don't look like you did that evening. You all were coming up from Orlando, you and Helen, and dropped by here about bedtime. I never saw anybody improve the way you did. I didn't know that we'd ever see you again after you went up there.
Well, I'll tell you, guys. When I'm out there on the road, like I say, I sleep when I get tired, I rest when I get tired, I eat when I get hungry. I don't eat junk. I eat food.
Well, that's hard to believe.
I eat food. And
that's the cheapest medicine you
ever. I get along better when I'm out there on that man's road.
Yeah.
There's so much to agitate me. Keep me stirred up.
At either end.
That's right. Keep me mad and aggravated all the time.
You know, I hadn't thought about that. But you can get out there in that cab, just cruising down the interstate with plenty of cigars. And you don't even need a road map.
No, I don't want a road map.
And you don't have to listen to somebody else's noise. You punch your own button.
That's right. And if I get tired of that, I can damn sure cut them off.
That's the beauty of it.
That's right. And you see, it's Laura and Ronnie been raising hell. Ever since they met each other.
Well, it ain't Laura.
It's that son of a bitch you married. And
she never bothered anybody.
No, and Frank, he been a raising hell.
He ain't got his, he can't drive yet?
No. And they took him, they got a letter today, they took him for 3 years now.
What?
Took him for 3 years.
God help me. Lord help me.
3 damn years.
That's a relief, is it?
It sure is. Best thing ever happened, Guy Miles.
Yeah. And there's not a thing he can do about it.
Not a damn thing he can do about it. He can't make enough money to buy his way out.
And if he used to get into one, they'd catch him, he'd go to jail.
And stay there.
Did you ever see such a change in attitude of on this traffic business as it happened in the last year or two?
I never saw the beat in my life. Now, I've been up and down this road. I got that truck 3 weeks ago, and I've already put 6,000 miles on the son of a bitch.
Yeah. You got it when?
3 weeks ago.
Is that all?
I put 6,000 miles on. I'm getting ready to head out Tuesday afternoon, and before I get back, I'll have another 3,000 on. Because when I go this time, I'm not going to be in no hurry to get back. I'm going to make, I'm going to finish it up in Savannah. More than likely, I'll go to Elkhart, Indiana, pick up a load of wagons and go to Syracuse, New York. Then I may pick up a load in Syracuse for Arizona.
Too bad you couldn't stay out there a little while when you get there.
Maybe I can. Maybe I can.
That'd be something, wouldn't it? Well, if you just stayed 24 hours, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it, too?
Yeah.
But now, guys, like I say, when I get tired, I pull off, I go to sleep. When I get hungry, I go in a good, respectful truck stop, and I'll get me something good to eat.
You eat breakfast?
Sometimes.
Well, that's the best meal of the day, and it's good anywhere you get it. Just about.
You take, if a man go in a good, respectful restaurant, get him 2 hotcakes. And 1 egg on top.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, now that's eating high on the hog.
That is eating high on the hog.
And it don't break you up.
It don't break you up, and it stays with you.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
And you can sit down in your cab and cruise along and get one of those little 5 cent cigars.
Tell you what, I can sit right there. I can carry 70 gallons of gasoline, and I'll sit right there many and many time and run out 70 gallons.
Is that right?
Never stop, yeah. Never get tired. I don't get tired driving, don't seem like.
Yeah.
I get sleepy.
And if you get sleepy, you can pull off?
I just pull off and sleep anywhere from 15 minutes to 12 hours. Depend on how sleepy I am. I have slept for 12 hours. Brain sure has.
Yeah.
And I'll do it again, too, because I don't meet no deadlines.
You just drop them.
That's right. When it comes to deadlines, I don't know nothing about it.
I don't know anything that'll kill you quicker than those damn deadlines.
Getting out there and beating your brains out on that highway. Just say, for instance, if I leave Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, and have to be in Gainesville in 20 hours. All right, that's 1,080 miles from Phoenixville to Gainesville. There's no damn way I can make it and stay within the speed limit.
Yeah. Do you find this speed limit restful?
Yes, sir.
Or you just soon go on 70 or 80?
No, sir. This speed limit is restful, it's economical, it will save you money if you abide by it.
All the way around?
All the way around.
Your tires and your upkeep and your...
Gasoline
gas.
And everything.
That's
Yes, sir. They'll blame sure do it. I know now. I've tried it.
Well, you don't have to try it. You know how to do it. Yes, sir. Well, I think about these. Just have to. Pour a little of this pitcher, Cookie.
I probably won't need no more. That'll be enough for me. Helen don't use it.
She not she don't consume much, does she?
No.
Well, that's something. That is something. So all you got to do, and those people up and down the road there, they know how to get in touch with you. What they do? How do they get you? Just leave word for you?
Well, see, now they call at the Downingtown Stables in Downingtown, Pennsylvania. They'll call there and leave messages.
Yeah. And you give them that as your
one of my headquarters. All right, they'll call the Emporia truck stop in Emporia, Virginia. That's another one of my points. All right, then they
other fellas do that too.
Oh yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's one of their free services. See, at these truck stops.
Oh, it is.
Oh yeah, yes sir. Then up here at the C&L truck stop this side of Stark, that's another one of my headquarters, see?
Yes.
If they can't get me at home, why, they call there, and they'll leave a message. Okay? If I don't pick that message up in a certain length of time, why, they will send that message on up to Emporia truck stop in Emporia, Virginia. And if that don't get it there, well, they'll send it on to the Downingtown Riding Stables in Downingtown.
Would the Emporia truck stop know which direction you're headed?
I check in with them, tell them where I'm at, see.
Yeah.
When I go south, I say, well, I'll be south for a certain length of time.
So they just stick that down on the book?
Yeah, he's going south.
God Almighty.
Then when I go back north, I tell them, see, I buy gas there. I'm going north. Well, they know I'm up north, up in Pennsylvania or Delaware or New York or someplace until I come back through and say, look, I'm going south. They hold it. They hold a message there for 24 hours, see, in case I'd leave in Syracuse, New York.
And then you can...
I can get back down there before that message gets cold, see.
You could even check in there if you wanted to. Telephone them.
Yeah.
If you wanted to. If you're expecting something.
Yeah, if I'm expecting something real hot, why, I call in.
Well, that's new. I didn't know they did that. Well, why wouldn't they?
Well, you go in there and buy 60, 70 gallon of gasoline.
Time you stay, go in there three or four times, they know you just like you'd all well,
yeah.
Been there all your life. I mean, they
Well,
it don't take them 6 years to get acquainted.
No, I go in there and take a shower and shave, clean up. Don't cost me a nickel.
just eat that.
Yeah.
I guess. Well, that would spoil a fella, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it, though? I'm telling you, you go in there, though, and they lay everything out. I mean, a towel, washcloth, soap. You go upstairs and...
Well, they don't even do that at home.
God knows.
You'd be as lucky to get an old dirty towel.
I have to run my own water, by gosh, in the bathtub. But that's just one of their free services, see?
Yeah.
It makes some money. It draws business.
Yeah.
But you take a man out there on the road like me.
God almighty.
I don't look dirty, but I'm scroungy, guy.
He's scroungy and he ain't greasy.
That's right. That old road film.
I don't know what it is.
But it just gets all over you. You go in there and take a good hot shower and clean up while you're dead.
Put on
a
clean shirt?
Clean clothes out and out.
Out and out.
Yes, sir.
You take clothes with you?
I take all I got.
It don't take up any room.
No, I got plenty of room for my clothes.
Well, it puts the whole thing in a different light. It sure does. Now, these truckers, you know, that were on strike back 6 months ago.
Yeah?
And they were... wrecking each other and pulling a few rough pranks. That's what they did. They stayed on the road, you see, go from one coast to another.
Right.
Lord help us. Look at that. They were really on the road.
Yeah. When I see me, I gotta stay on the East Coast between Florida, Pennsylvania, New York. Then I can come when I can when I'm going both ways. Swing in and see about Mama and Daddy. Then go on. I can come back.
Oh yeah.
You see what I mean?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I can check in there every week and not be very little out of my way.
I see. Yeah.
So I'm gonna stay on the East Coast.
Yeah.
I've got to check in on them, guy. There's no way out. Because Mama won't go to the doctor for nobody but me.
Well, what's your recipe? Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't go there and stay steady.
No.
That won't work. Because that's what the rest of them try to do. It just don't work. I got to drop in. Mama's so glad to see me.
Yeah.
She'll just do any damn thing I want to do.
So I see. And if she needs to go to the doctor?
Come on, Mama. Let's go. Let's go to the doctor today. I want to see how you're feeling, how you're getting along before I go on.
You want to see it?
Yeah, I want to see it.
Yeah. You say all right.
In 5 minutes while we're on our way. If she don't just get just don't get wise enough to catch us on a trip now. I'm really all right.
But the pills are the same thing.
Yeah. She won't take the pills, they cost too much.
Yeah.
You got to give her a bogus bill. And she damn sure got to see a bill, or she ain't gonna take them pills.
Yeah. So if she takes them, then that'll mean buying some more.
Yeah. But if you can take a bottle of pills in like that, and a bogus bill for $2 or $3, $4,
yeah. You just show the bill, she don't look at what it's for.
No. Look here, Mama, how many pills you got for $4? Well, now that is a bargain, I'm telling you. You know anybody can afford to take them kind of pills.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, they can. I tell you what, you just got to use your head when it comes to that.
You never thought you'd have to trick
I never mama. Thought I had to trick poor mama.
Yeah.
But I had to trick her mama. I had to trick my grandmama.
How long has that been?
Oh, gosh, that's been 25 years ago.
Yeah. And she got the same way?
Got the same way. Mama's a-following in her footsteps.
You
enjoy it.
And you
had to trick her before the grand.
Now I went in to certain guy what she is now. I went in up there last week. My clothes all got wet in my suitcase. I went to sleep in the truck and left my suitcase in the trailer. And the rain blowed in on it and got it all wet.
Oh.
But my clothes was all wet. Before mama any other time, she'd took them and washed them and ironed them and cleaned them all up. She looked at them. She said, "Is these your clothes?" I said, "Yeah, mama, they're my clothes. They're all right. Don't worry about them." Threw them down the floor and walked on off.
Never did that before.
Never did that before. She never did that before.
Yeah.
But she took me at my word.
Yeah.
Any other time, she said, "No, now I'm going to wash them and clean them up for you."
She doesn't quite know what she's doing.
She just don't know what she's doing, period.
A lot of the time.
That's right.
Well, she looks healthy.
She don't know that.
Doesn't she?
No.
Well, she did in those anniversary pictures.
She looks awful bad now. Yeah, but see, that's been 8 months ago.
Yeah.
The fucking changes looks an awful lot in 8 months.
I wish I had one of them. I wish I'd got in on that. Was that nice? Got the whole family and it's a good picture of your mom and pop. Who got the negatives? Somebody up there, my friend.
I don't know, but I'll find out.
Oh, yes.
No, it won't cost me nothing to find out. Do me good to find out.
But you ought to know.
Because I'd like to agitate the hell out of Steve up anyway.
tell him to send me one or two of each one of them. One of each one of them. Whatever you got, you know. There's two or three of them, several of them.
Now, in about 3 or 4 weeks, by gosh, me, you're gonna go to West Virginia with me. It's going to be the Cook Reunion.
Oh, it is?
You dang right.
Well, Dad burn.
So
that
you just burn. Might as well.
That's coming round.
You just might as well get your suitcase fixed up, or we're dang sure going to go.
I think I might as well, too.
You might as well get your suitcase fixed up, because we're going to go.
Let me tell you, Cookie. I still got this room full of stuff in there that I've got to do something with, and I'm getting closer to it all the time. And you know the damnedest things happen. The university had a machine that could copy all my tapes and copy all my papers in there. And that damn thing busted up, and that's been over a year. And they haven't been able to get it fixed. Mm-hmm. And I have looked everywhere for one. And I just can't find a thing to save me, you know. What happens is, you get one, and you see it in the catalog, and you telephone them. Oh, yes, they said. They said, that's overdue. That's supposed to be here right now. All right, you say you send me the first one that comes in. All right, you wait a couple of weeks and don't come. And hell, Cookie, you know when you start that waiting, 1 week goes into 2 weeks, into 3 weeks, and the first thing you know, hell, it's Christmas.
That's right, and you ain't got nothing yet.
And you back worse than you was, you see, because
yes.
You don't have anything to work with, and all the time's gone. That's what happened to me. That's what keeps me in such a poor frame of mind. I can't make anything move. Nothing will move. I'm going out there and getting me a wheelbarrow. Something. And you know when you get sort of pettish like that, when you get nervous like that, you get sort of pettish. Now this fellow over here, this mechanic, he's tricky.
Who is?
Yes. He tricks you. And a lot of it, he is just his sense of humor. I call over there and I say, I got this old tractor and the thing needs tuning so bad, I can't keep it running. Bring it over. I said, Eddie, you just tell me when you got a little room to work on it, and I'll bring it right over. He says, let me look at my books. He says, bring it in 2 hours. 3 days later, I hadn't done a goddamn thing to it, Cookie. And furthermore, it rains two inches on it, sitting out there in the rain. Well, why does he? Well, you see, ordinarily it's a very small matter. I can either take it or not take it.
Yeah.
But you see, when you get all nervous, you see, trying to get equipment that you can't get, and nothing will move, just nothing will move.
Not even the old tractor.
No. That old tractor, you see, that's all ever since he brought it out there, and it was sitting right out there. That thing has just been it started, you see, just with a push, with a turn of the screw. That's been the one light spot on the place, you see.
Well, I've got to get outside.
That's the way I put in my time. Oh, that place, let me tell you. This, it's a little too late to get over there now. They, I don't know. This fella over there at Cross Creek, Colonel Wilkerson, down there in Cow Hammock. That's all that first big open place passing us on. He died. All those cattle. They had horses and saddles and a little of everything. Now yesterday I went over there and she had him yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Now whether anybody slipped over there in the meantime to get him, I don't know. But that's the name is Wilkerson and it's at Cross Creek.
Were they wanting a pretty good price for them? Or?
I never could find out from them. So that's what happens, you see, when somebody's upset.
Yeah.
They don't know what, they won't go ahead and tell you, here, I got all these fine saddles that are worth $300 or $400 a piece, you can have them $50 a round. They won't tell you that, or $100. They won't tell you anything like that. They just sort of keep holding back,
Yeah.
So, now they do on me, maybe you, they wouldn't do that.
Well, I need a load of horses.
She had some over there, I don't know how many she got left, and they're all nice horses. I don't know whether they were registered horses or not, but they were nice horses. And the reason I went over there, Faye was interested in horses, but as she got to looking at it, she didn't need all that. She didn't need that sort of
Does Faye want a good horse?
Yeah, she needs one for the children to ride. See, Nupi's still, I'm going to have to sell Nupi's by the pound.
Oh, she's still crippling?
Well, she's when she's not hurting, she acts like she is.
Well, that can sell her to me.
You can move her?
I can move her.
Well, I don't need to sell her if I could just get one that'd work, you see.
You just need one that anybody can ride.
Yeah. One like you raised on
the I wish I'd have known it last week.
Take your time. Yes, sir.
Now, Nupi's getting up in years, ain't she? How old is she? About 8 or 9, 10?
Somewhere along there, huh?
Well, she ain't old then.
No, she's not old. See, we got in 62. And we got Nupa 63, 4, somewhere along there, and she's just 6 months old.
She's about 10 years old.
Y'all headed somewhere?
I gotta take Helen to work.
Oh, she's on the.
Yeah, she's on her way to work.
On the way to work.
Now I got to go see about getting my other trailer. I'm gonna bring it in.
Let me tell you, Tony, I'll bring these things in. Now, you've been on the move so much, I'm able to pin you down. These are books. This is on Louie Nealon. This is a series of critical chapters I did. There's no particular interest in those. And this is the one Debbie did, and I did half of it, on her French experience there.
Yeah.
And what we ought to have, you see, is now I see you here with Louie Nealon. Talks with Louie Nealon. His on an Audubon walk, Rick went with him, I went with him, and we just come in and sit down what he talked about. And it's all interesting. He's an interesting bird. At the hardwood planting out there, past the Millhopper, you know, that place out there, and that's 2 acres of one cottonwood is 14 years old and over 100 foot high. And now here talks with Debbie did with Ms. Nealon, and then the last part is one Saturday morning here when Louie came in and talked about the West where he grew up. Mm-hmm. One most interesting, one is about the interesting thing I ever got into, and was all sitting here, and it's a blustery Saturday morning. And he got stuck down there. And he talked better than he ever did before. He's a big talker. I mean, he's brought up in the tradition, you see.
Yeah.
Well, you can talk to others, he does. Well, you see, we could do you that same way. You wouldn't go on an Audubon walk, but you'd do something else, you see. We could have a pin you down. Now, these things, you see, as soon as I get them in shape and get them through the press, they'll be little books. So we gotta have something to show for all this stuff we've done out here. That's the thing of it.
Yeah.
And Louie went over all of it, oh Lord, when I think of the things we've done out here, good Lord have mercy. There's just no end of it.
Well, we've done so much out here. I forgot half of what we've done.
Yeah. But look what it would be. Look what it would be if your children had it 10, 15, 20 years from now.
I mean, I'd go along with it, but... Well,
things will slow down. And
it's going to slow down after a while.
And you see what we can do. We can, with Mr. Nealon now, on one of those, he's got an hour and a half tape. And what I did was transcribe the tape and then push it along and tell what was happening, you see.
Yeah.
And all. You've got to know that somebody coming in cold don't know what in the hell you're talking about. And you do that and hell, it goes nice. It'd make good reading. You can take it home and read it and take it on a trip and read it. I mean, it's readable. It's his experience when he was growing up out there and later in the Navy and cutting timber and the Sierras and all sorts of things that bastard did. Oh, he's a roughneck. The biggest mistake he ever made was getting lined up with some damn university.
Well, it looks like that's the worst mistake I ever made, because you see what I've ended up with.
Yeah, that's right. They can really mess you up. Well, now we ought to, and you see what you do a little at a time, and just let it add up, and you see, we all did that, we all worked on it and everything.
Well, where's Debbie at now?
You won't believe it. She's living in Micanopy.
I'll be damned.
You would be damned. I mean, I would too.
Of all things, living and making over.
What, she got a trailer or apartment or what?
She subletted a house.
Well, I'll be damned.
She can't live at home, she says. When she lives at home, she says she acts like a 12-year-old. I told her to come out here and all like that. But when she comes out here, she feels like she's supposed to do something, you see?
Yeah.
And she don't want to have anybody looking at her. It's just expecting her to do something. So she got her place.
Making open.
Making open. She come out here and stay and run costs and things. She goes over there and you got to pay the rent. Ain't that something? That's just like children, isn't it?
Damn, she can live in my trailer as far as that goes.
Well, why not?
Well, God damn.
Wouldn't cost her a nickel.
No.
Let me tell you, this little redheaded fella come over here. He just dropped out of the sky. And he picked this place out. And he's going with Dorothy Townsend's little girl. And she's a cute little girl. Tell me about Laura.
Oh, she took that son of a bitch back after being gone for 2 months. Last week.
You're a smart bastard.
And a no good bastard.
Just spend the money?
That's right.
I thought he gonna be a settling influence on Franklin, but it looks like Franklin's gonna have to be a settling influence on him.
Franklin's gonna settle in him. Yes, sir.
You mean he's getting enough of it?
He's done got enough of it. He done got enough of it. Ronnie wants to wash his P's and Q's.
Because he can do it.
Frank can do it.
God, he's a regular steer.
He's a little mule.
He's a little mule.
You darn right, he's a little mule. Tell you what he did. About 6 weeks ago, he got a few too many to drink. And over in that apartment complex where Laura lives, there's about 8 or 10 apartments there. They're all playing their stereos, you know. Real loud. Frank went in, he couldn't go to sleep. He could have went to sleep if it had been off, but anyway, that was his excuse. He goes and knocks on the door. How about turning the stereo down? Well, they didn't want to see a bunch of them university students. He just reached in there and get him with his left hand and knock him cold with his right hand.
Okay.
Walk on down to the next one, knock on the door. How about turning that stereo down? I don't want to. Reach in there and get him and just knock him cold with his left right hand. And he cleaned house there one night.
Don't tell me.
Last week cost him, he went to court last week and cost him $137.50.
Yeah, but it was worth it.
He said, I got to sleep from then on.
Every time he comes in, they'll turn it down.
You better believe it. They was great big men in there, Gamal.
Yeah, but they're a little soft.
That's right, but that little old Frank, he went in there. That boy's had broad across the shoulders.
Getting broader and broader.
Yes, sir, and muscles. Ooh.
Let me tell you, Cookie, there's one, you may have been all sorts of a curious influence. I don't see how they grew up with you there and walk a straight line. But there's one thing you didn't do. That boy's been working since he was knee high.
That's right.
He'd been working. That's one thing he'd done.
He worked, and he.
You never did sit down. Tell him to sit down. Let Daddy do it. No, sir. Because he was almost grown before he started all this rebellious business. And when you told him to do something, he went and done it.
Right.
Yes, sir. He'll never get over that, will he?
Well, he's coming back to that right now.
Is
that was just a, you see, guy, that was just a spot in his life. About 6 years of it.
Yeah.
A spot in his life that he would rebel.
Yeah.
He's back home now.
How'd he get the 3 years?
Well, he just got too many tickets. He got 36 points against his driver's license.
For speeding?
Speeding. Reckless driving. DWI.
Yeah.
And all that kind of good junk.
All that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, now he hasn't had a license in 6 months.
Since the 16th of February, they took him away from him.
Well, how does he get accumulated?
That's what accumulated from the 16th of last February until a year ago until the 16th of this past February.
Well, how did they add up points? Oh, you mean he's been driving? I thought they took the license away from him for 6 months.
They did.
And then they got it back.
Yeah.
And then he started accumulating again.
That's right. They started counting again. And then they took them away from him again.
And this time, it made a little harder on him.
That's right, 3 years.
God almighty. How's he going to get there in the bus?
I don't know.
Ride a bicycle.
Yeah, I couldn't get him jackass.
He got a cab too. He just leaves them down there?
Oh yeah. Yeah, they all leave the tools there. He don't even think how a cabin is like I had.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And he's filling it up. Well, you're gonna be late.
I'm gonna go shake around in bushes down there.
Yeah, they just had a listen. Yeah, you see what a simple-looking thing that is, but there's a hell of a lot of work in it.
Yeah?
And, but you don't do it all at one day, you see? Oh, when I think of all the stuff, if we had worked it up at the time.
As we went.
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you what I did. That night you and Helen came by, I worked on that for a week afterwards. And I set it down. You can look at it. And what it was good family talk. It was you and Helen was talking, and then you were talking about your daddy and your mama. And you get so you can keep a whole lot of that and get it straight. Sometimes you get the connections wrong, but that's no great harm. I worked that up. You can look at that sometime. I'll give you
I hope so. I can get where I slow down here one day. I don't know whether I will or not, but I'm still hoping.